Innovation and entrepreneurship aren't mysterious gifts of genius or lucky breaks. They're disciplines that can be systematically practiced. While Europe was losing jobs and Japan's growth stagnated between 1965-1985, America created an astonishing 24 million new positions. Where did they come from? Not primarily from Silicon Valley or high tech, which contributed only 5 to 6 million jobs, but from entrepreneurial companies across all sectors. Walmart revolutionizing retail, FedEx transforming logistics, American Express reinventing financial services. What these diverse enterprises shared wasn't a particular industry, but a common approach: entrepreneurial management that systematically identified and exploited opportunities. This explains America's economic resilience during what should have been a period of stagnation. Companies like Xerox and IBM struggled despite their technological prowess because they operated in what Drucker calls the 19th century mold, brilliant at invention but poor at systematic innovation. The true revolution wasn't in electronics or genetics, but in management itself, the systematic practice of entrepreneurship. This transformation extends beyond business into healthcare, education, and government agencies adopting performance-based approaches. Just as McDonald's applied systematic management to redesign what was previously a mom-and-pop operation, creating standardized processes that could be replicated globally while maintaining consistent quality. Innovation is the entrepreneur's tool for converting change into opportunity, endowing resources with new wealth-creating capacity. Consider how mineral oil and bauxite transformed from nuisances into valuable resources through entrepreneurial vision. Systematic innovation stems from 7 key opportunity sources. The unexpected success offers rich opportunities, yet is often ignored. IBM exemplified this by pivoting twice, selling accounting machines to libraries during the Depression and embracing business customers for its computers when UNIVAC wouldn't. Incongruities between reality and expectations signal opportunity. The steel mini mill emerged from the gap between rising demand and traditional mills' underperformance. Process needs drive innovation when existing methods fall short. The linotype machine emerged from printing's urgent need for faster typesetting. Industry structure changes create major opportunities. The automotive industry's evolution spawned 4 successful approaches: Rolls-Royce's exclusivity, Ford's mass production, GM's multi-segment strategy, and Fiat's military focus. Demographics offer clear innovation paths. The Melville shoe chain demonstrated this by reinventing itself for the teenage baby boom market in the 1960s. When public perception shifts from optimistic to pessimistic, opportunities arise. The 1970s health and wellness boom exemplifies this. New health magazines quickly reached millions, and Celestial Seasonings transformed from a small herb operation into a major company. Timing is crucial for perception-based innovation. Moving too late risks losing market share, as Ford would have with a delayed Thunderbird launch. Yet premature action can waste resources on temporary fads. Knowledge-based innovation has distinct traits. It typically requires 25 to 35 years from discovery to market application. The computer's development needed multiple advances: binary theorem, punch cards, vacuum tubes, and programming concepts before its 1946 debut. These innovations demand convergence of multiple knowledge streams. The airplane required both gasoline engines and aerodynamics, while newspapers needed telegraph technology, fast printing, mass literacy, and advertising systems. Knowledge innovations follow a consistent pattern: initial awareness, explosive growth with numerous startups, then a severe market consolidation after about 5 years. This cycle appeared in electrical companies, late 1800s, automobiles, early 1900s, and computers, mid-1900s. While flashes of genius occur, systematic work, not random inspiration, drives innovation. James Watt and Thomas Newcomen's steam engine success through organized innovation proves this, while Robert Boyle's brilliant but impractical combustion engine remained just an idea. Effective innovation follows five essential principles. 1. Begin with systematic analysis of opportunities across all potential sources. 2. Balance conceptual and perceptual approaches. Analyze data while observing people and understanding customer needs. 3. Keep innovation simple and focused on one specific purpose. The highest praise is, "This is obvious. Why didn't I think of it?" 4. Start small. Innovations need room for adjustments, as they're rarely perfect initially. 5. Aim for leadership from the start. While not every innovation becomes huge, it must dominate its chosen space, whether an industry or specialized niche. Successful innovators aren't risk takers, but risk definers who systematically minimize risks. They focus on opportunities rather than threats. Though innovation carries risk, not innovating is far riskier. The notion that big businesses don't innovate is incorrect. While major innovations often emerge from outside established industries, companies like Johnson & Johnson, 3M, and Citibank prove that size doesn't prevent innovation. The real barrier is the existing successful operation. Daily operations naturally overshadow new ventures that seem small and uncertain. Organizations must cultivate managers who are rerum novarum cupidus, greedy for new things, through systematic policies, abandoning outdated products, analyzing business life cycles, and measuring innovation gaps. Regular portfolio audits help eliminate underperforming products and redirect resources to promising ventures. Key practices foster entrepreneurship, focusing on opportunities rather than just problems, highlighting successful innovators' methods, and creating forums where senior executives hear junior staff's innovation ideas. The most effective strategy is establishing innovative projects as separate businesses from inception, a practice exemplified by Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, and 3M. These companies assign dedicated project managers who oversee ventures until they either fail or succeed, as demonstrated by 3M's Post-it notes, which evolved from a failed adhesive into a successful, independent business unit. Four key entrepreneurial strategies emerge. 1. Fustest with the mostest, establishing early market leadership. While seemingly ideal, it's the riskiest approach, with no room for error. Examples include Hoffman LaRoche dominating vitamins and Apple pioneering personal computers. 2. Creative imitation, improving on others' innovations by better understanding their potential. IBM exemplified this by enhancing the personal computer concept with superior software and distribution compared to Apple. 3. Entrepreneurial judo, targeting established companies' weaknesses. Japanese firms demonstrated this by offering simple, affordable copiers for small offices, while Xerox focused on high-end features. 4. Ecological niches, dominating specific market segments through tollgate positioning, specialty skills, or niche expertise. A fifth strategy involves transforming existing products' value through innovative pricing, customer adaptation, or novel delivery methods. Traditional planning conflicts with entrepreneurial society. Innovation must be decentralized, autonomous, and microeconomic. Opportunities emerge from unexpected deviations, not broad statistics. By the time planners spot significant trends, the innovative moment has passed. Opportunities arrive quietly, not in storms. An entrepreneurial society demands two key social innovations: supporting workers displaced from declining industries and systematically retiring outdated social policies and institutions. In this new landscape, continuous learning becomes essential. Knowledge gained by age 21 starts becoming obsolete within 5 to 10 years. Individuals must manage their own development and prepare for multiple careers throughout their lives. Like the Panic of 1873 that sparked the modern welfare state, we may be at a similar crossroads. The entrepreneurial society's emergence depends on embracing innovation as a social principle, transforming change from threat to opportunity. Success will favor those who harness change through disciplined innovation and entrepreneurial thinking.